Lorenwelle, 97,5 MHz.
And only.
Willst du mehr? Los, Rabe.
The Blue Zeppelin is a presentation of Swiss Community Radio, produced at Radio Rabe in Bern and also heard on Radio Lora in Zurich.
What I know, turn on the radio, the Blue Zeppelin is about to play. Payday, payday, riding on the Blue Zeppelin today. Interviews, Mark Stensler leads the way. Payday, payday, riding on the Blue Zeppelin today. Payday, payday, the Blue Zeppelin takes me.
Coming to you live, radio band, up in the Alpine sky. Everybody gets blue. Anything you can do, but ride them blues, ride a ride on. Yeah, Blues Zeppelin is your feel-good friend. Woo. Blues Zeppelin, good for you. Playing the blues, 'cause it's the truth. Blues come and tell your time.
Welcome, everybody, to a brand new edition of the Blues Zeppelin. Air date for this program in Bern, Switzerland is Sunday, the 29th of October, 2023. And we have a jam-packed show for you today. I usually say that, but today it's really true. We have three interviews today, three sets of interviews, I should say, and we are going to plugging three music festivals, three blues festivals that are all taking place in November. In hour number one, we're going to speak with Jean-Marc Etienne and Heike Wieler from the Vui Blues Festival. That's coming up on Friday and Saturday, the 10th and 11th of November. Then in hour number two, we are going to speak with Jimmy Gabosch from Jimmy Gabosch and the Sleepers. They are going to be performing at the Hamburg Blues Nights. That's coming up this Friday and Saturday night, the 3rd and 4th of November. And then at the bottom of the second hour, we're going to speak with Martin Carey Brundler from the Lucerne Blues Festival. That's also coming up from the 16th. Well, the main acts are the 16th to the 19th of November. It actually starts even earlier than that. We're going to speak to him. We're going to play some music from that. Let's get the show started. You know, this week I went to see the new Martin Scorsese film, which is called Killers of the Flower Moon. And what a surprise, what a pleasant surprise to find out that Charlie Musselwhite is in the movie with an acting role. So I thought we're going to open the show with a track from his brand new, well, it's not his brand new, it's his latest CD on Alligator Records. The CD's called Mississippi Sun, and the track we're going to hear is My Road Lies in Darkness, and Welcome to the Blues Zeppelin.
that something? The world gone crazy and it's headline news. The world gone crazy. Hey, yeah, and it's headline news. Won't somebody tell me what this old world coming to? There's two kinds of people, doing right or doing wrong, building bridges or building walls. It's a hard, hard time, and even God's got the blues. Somebody tell me what this old world coming to.
The city has been reduced to ruins after months of fighting.
Dr. Wong, tell me,
some society you know that doesn't run on greed. What is greed? Of course, none of us are greedy. It's only the other fellow who's greedy.
Ending the first set here on the Blues Zeppelin. And that last track we heard is from Emily Burgess from her new CD just released called Arrow. And the song is called Trickin' My Heart. And Emily hails from Eastern Ontario, and she is a guitar player extraordinaire. She was the guitar player in the 24th Street Wailers. She's come to Europe with Rita Chiarelli and performed once or twice at the Baden Blues Festival. Emily Burgess, beautiful new music from her, from the new CD called Arrow. Before that, Brandon Isaac from his new CD, One Step Closer, with What's This World Coming To? And I've decided to play that song in every episode of the Blues Zeppelin for the past couple of months, and I'm going to continue to do it as we are living in very strange times indeed. And we opened up the this set with Charlie Musselwhite because I saw him in this beautiful and sad film from Martin Scorsese called Killers of the Flower Moon. And the song we heard from the Mississippi Sun CD is called My Road Lies in Darkness. I am not here alone today in the studio. I am very happy to tell you that I have some people here from the Vui Blues Festival. Jean-Marc Etienne is here along with Heike Wieler, and they are here to talk about the festival. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, Mark, to invite us. And my idea was to have Heike with us because she's playing in one of the band invited, and she's a lady, which is the motto of the festival for this year.
Ah, so you're going to be highlighting women at the festival.
Yeah, that's our goal for this year. And if you see the poster, we are on radio, unfortunately, but it's also a cartoonist, a woman cartoonist, who did a nice blonde lady playing guitar and with the airs figuring the flame of the blues.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the festival. This is now the 16th edition of your festival. It takes place in the Swiss-French part, but not far away from Bern.
Yeah, exactly. We are in the three in the Zeeland. So it's between the lake of Neuchâtel, Bienne, and Mora. So we are just in front of Mora. So Mora is, we are at the border of the German part.
Tell me a little bit about who's going to be there.
So we have several artists. We have 18 concerts running during the festival with this year's 16 bands. We have only two groups playing both Saturday and Friday night. And we have three bands from France. All the rest are from Switzerland, which is the goal of our association to promote the Swiss blues. And so the first band to play will play in front of the ticketing office. So so just to help the people waiting to get the brace at the entrance. We started with that during the COVID because luckily they released after COVID. We were able to make the festival 2 years ago, but we have to control the certificate. So it makes the queue longer. And we said, okay, we put a band just to keep the people occupied with nice music.
Now, it's interesting how you do the venues. The main venues are actually wine cellars.
Exactly. So we have seven cellars of winemakers. And that's the reason our festival is so late in the year, because they have to finish the harvest of the wine and to clean up the place, so to welcome the band inside and the public.
I have attended the festival a couple times in the past. This year, I'm going to be, unfortunately, at the Brooklyn Folk Festival. But I think this is a very unique idea to mix wine and blues music.
Yeah, exactly, because the blues people are more beer drinkers. So, but it's made by our president, Cyril, is from the area. And one of the wine maker asking, you know the music, maybe we can do some animation. And it started with one concert with one winemaker of Prague. And so that's the origin of the festival.
Let's focus on some of the artists you brought with you to share with me. The first one we want to talk about is Larissa Baumann. You told me she's from Zurich, but I'm not familiar with her. Tell me something about her.
Yeah, she's not exactly from Zurich. She's from Zurich area, a little more on the way to St. Gall. But she is a composer, and usually she play in duet with Angelo Signore, which is also the keyboard from Justina Lee Brown, we know quite well in Switzerland.
I saw her just maybe a month ago. She performed for her CD release party in Baden.
Yeah.
Beautiful stuff she's doing, too.
Yeah, yeah. I saw her in Valais, Fort du Valais, also 3 weeks ago. Fantastic show, yeah. That's her. I agree. So Angelo will be part of the band. And for this time, Larissa is coming with more musicians. So there will be seven on stage.
And they will fit in a wine cellar.
Yeah, we have a new place since last year. It's called Hotel Richard. And it's an old house. It was a hotel particulier. It's a bit outside of the village, 300 meters, so it's not so far. And there we may have 150 person easily. And we increase the size of the stage last year because we try with our local artist, which is playing, doing some Elvis Presley show.
Now, since there are seven cellars playing music, I assume that one does not need to get a ticket for each cellar. One gets sort of a general entry for the evening and then can move around.
Exactly. So once you have your brace, you have a free access to all concert place. And you also get the wine with the logo of the festival. So you can carry on your glass and try to taste wine from one place to the other with moderation, but...
This sounds like a really funny weekend.
Yeah. We have pleasure. We still do it, so...
So let's listen to the first song from Larissa. It's called Time to Shine. Do you want to say something about it or just
No, just we can listen to Larissa.